It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. Apple is announcing a new version of the iPad tomorrow. And if you pay attention to technology at all, this thought will go through your head. Wonder if I should get one. Look, it's going to have new features, new shiny fun things. Then again, it's going to cost hundreds of dollars. But how about this? What if it were free? Not now, but sometime soon. Look at the Amazon Kindle, popular electronic book reader. AT&T stores are going to start carrying the 3G data network version later this week. Kindle is 2.5 years older than iPad. When Kindle first went on sale, it was $400. Today, you can get one for $140. Kevin Kelly is a veteran technology thinker. He helped start Wired magazine. He says when it comes to price, just you wait.
Other people had noticed and charted the decline in the Kindle price over the past couple of years since it's been introduced. And that decline is on an absolute straight line headed towards zero by November of this year. But then recently, Amazon has been doing interesting things with their service called Prime, which is the best customers pay $80 per year to get these extra services. And so the idea would be that they would actually give away a Kindle to anybody who had this elite service contract. And so suddenly there seemed to be a business logic for giving away a free Kindle. And if it's on the schedule that they've been on, that'll happen in November.
Why would Amazon give Kindles away for free?
Amazon's going to give Kindles away for free because when a person gets a new Kindle, they start purchasing ebooks to read them on. And Amazon makes more money selling an ebook than they do in selling a physical paper book.
So under that scenario, I mean, I think about a smartphone, you buy apps for those. I mean, can you see a scenario where iPhones and Androids and iPads will all be free too?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I call this the zero price point. And this is the idea that almost everything we make, there will be at least one option to get it for free with other conditions. And it doesn't mean that all versions of it or all options of it, that the iPad will be free for everybody no matter what. It means that you'll have the option to get it for free. And maybe it's just for free while you have to watch lots of ads. Or maybe it's for free and you have to buy a certain number of apps. Or maybe it's for free and you pay a subscription service. And so there is the zero price point option. And that's certainly coming for things like iPads and the smartphones.
So a free option for all of our devices. Sounds cool. But Kelly says take it a step further. The books you read on your free Kindle, those will be free too.
Let's look at music. This is where we're going with music. In the not too distant future, but within 10 years, nobody is going to purchase music. We're just going to subscribe to the music stream where all music is and any piece of music that has ever been recorded. We pay for access to it without paying for individual pieces. And the same thing with books. It will pay Amazon or someone access to all books. Kind of like Netflix version, right? I mean, I don't buy movies anymore. They're all there. I pay Netflix, but the marginal cost of an additional movie to me is zero. Same with books.
Kevin Kelly's latest book is What Technology Wants. You can buy it with money. When we come across a technology development that is both remarkable and distressing, we spotlight it in a segment called Oh, Internet, What Hast Thou Wrought? There's a new Facebook app called Waiting Room, and it's perfect if you're a horrible, horrible person who likes to ruin lives. Here's how it works. Install the app, then identify people on Facebook to whom you're attracted, but who are in other relationships. You know, the kind of status that would stop decent people from proceeding further. The object of your affection then gets a discreet message that you are in their waiting room, waiting for them. They can respond as long as they install the app, too. So you have someone who busts up relationships using a Facebook app, trying to get with someone willing to have their relationship busted up because someone on Facebook is in their waiting room. I guess that's the silver lining. Those people deserve each other. But it still makes me ask, Oh, Internet, what hast thou wrought? This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.